Greeting, listeners, and welcome back to the second part of our Three Baddies and a Baby one-shot with Mr. Ray as our guest DM for the Enter the Allyverse campaign. When last we left our villains, they had just successfully stolen a car as well as lit part of the drive-in on fire, and they were going to be planning their next move. Our next episode after this is Bathtub Brisket, a one-page RPG based off of a short rest story on NADPOD that one of their listeners turned into his own one-page RPG. And it's run by Arsel. It's their first game he's running on the show, and it was so much chaos. We have so many returning guests on it that it was just, you're going to enjoy it, and it's not too long. It's going to be probably about an hour-long one-shot. And then we have the next Enter the Allyverse one-shot using the mask system with Jason, Memester of the Week, and Mr. Race coming back again, as long with newcomer Ollie, a regular guest over on Redgate and Wolf. After this, we'll be returning with episodes of Adventures with Attitude. We're going to have at least 6 episodes to release before we switch gears again. All this is just giving us time to prepare and have those episodes ready ahead of time. Our promo for this week is the Lucky Die Podcast. It's a D&D 5e podcast that has a lot of drama as a bunch of heroes try to stop the apocalypse and right the wrongs in their life.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin, help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
To be fair, I think Maverick would go to, because they're stealing the vehicle, she would go straight to the gas station to knock it over, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah. Take care of the chaos.
It just makes more sense because while there's chaos at the drive-in, no one's going to suspect that, and then they can dump the truck and not have it sitting outside their trailer to be tracked back to their hideout.
Awesome. I love it. Okay, so you get to legally distinct, definitely not Bucky's, because we're not in Texas, so it's definitely not Bucky's.
I was going to say, it better be a Mavericks, but that's better.
I actually live about 3 miles from a Bucky's, so
I
know the exact layout now, thank you.
So yeah, you pull in, it's really crowded. There are a ton of people here, and I say this because my only experience with totally not a Bucky's is that it was like jam-packed. Like, we didn't even get to go inside because we didn't stop for gas because there was just so many people there.
Yeah, it can get pretty packed, yeah.
I think Randall opens the back and looks back at Goober and goes, "Okay, Goober, you remember that film Old Yeller?"
Goober grabs the baby and goes to the back of the truck in fear to stare at Randall.
Bella's just gonna look at Randall's like, "Excuse me?"
No, not that.
I'm afraid to ask who is Old Yeller in this case.
No. No, no. I mean, do you remember what the dog looks like? We need you to be a dog for a little bit, and then you can spatch, okay?
Okay, Goober's going to take the form of a Tibetan Mastiff. Just a big old Tibetan Mastiff.
Roll me a power check.
Oh, that's a 14.
Okay, yeah, it goes off without a hitch, and you're a Tibetan Mastiff, and on your back is Chad, and he's like,
Mark.
That's how Goober sounds, as the dog just
All right. You see Randall take out of his pot. He shapeshifts again into someone random, but he takes out of his glasses these black glasses and puts them over his face. And then you see him pull out this harness and a cane. So it collapses from the rest of his coat. Goes, okay. No one suspects a blind man with a dog carrying a baby.
I don't know. Maybe the fact that it's a bent mastiff might cover some eyes. Besides, doesn't the dog need a harness?
All right, pseudopods come out of a goober, and they grab the harness, and it just absorbs into his body.
Well, yeah, that's what he said. He pulled out a harness before the cave.
Right.
Oh, that's unsettling.
And yeah, and goober just continues just to go, bark.
Woof. What I meant, but okay. So, how about this? You guys go in one entrance, and I'll go in the other entrance. This way, maybe we can get a distraction going, and we can get the business safe or something. I don't know if you want just the safe. So, Maverick is going to suggest they go in through opposite entrances, because then they can create a distraction while Maverick goes into the offices for the safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're being Goober and Randall are being the incompetent robbers to distract from the real threat.
All right.
Well, I mean, all you really need to do, I mean, it's a Tibet Mastiff, they're big dogs, and you're playing a blind person. The comedy rates itself.
All right. Let's go ahead and start with Randall. Whenever you're about to come inside, sitting outside of the door is kind of a guy with a big, like, grungy, unkempt beard and long hair. And he's sitting there, and he's got, like, a blue shirt on, and he's holding out a cup for change.
Now, does Randall have the mental capacity to realize he doesn't need to give change? He can't. Doesn't make sense if he gives change.
That's up to you.
I think Randall doesn't, but he does reach into his pocket for a moment and stops and realizes. So he just tries to play it off that he's just putting his hand in his pocket, which probably doesn't make any more sense.
All right. Roll charm.
All right. That's a 6.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You play it off pretty well. And you go inside.
I think Randall goes, all right, Uber, let's get our Cinna on at the Cinnabon.
Oh, boy.
Mommy, what's wrong with that doggy? Don't stare.
Don't stare. That's about right.
Oh, gosh.
That sounds about right.
I think Randall hears this and says, oh, don't worry. He's not contagious.
All right, you pull into the Cinnabon, and there's somebody at the front, and they're like, oh, wow, what a cute dog.
Mom.
Oh, you...
And Cooper's just got this unnatural walk as he's dragging along Randall eagerly to the Cinnabon. Goober eagerly stands up, slamming his front paws down onto the counter of the Cinnabon, looking down and goes, give me all the Cinnabons.
Roll me a charm check.
That's a 4. Holy crap. Oh, no.
Okay. So that's a failure. So she, like, gets it real close, and she's like, listen here, I've worked retail for the past 3 years. There is nothing you can do to scare me. Now get off my counter. And since that was a failure, the baby gets to roll.
Yeah, Cooper just continues going, Mark.
I mean, to be fair, we all know what it's like working in retail. This probably isn't the worst she's seen.
Right. So the baby rolled a 1, which means they, Chad fires I-beams. So,
oh no!
In a scene very reminiscent of the first X-Men movie, where Toad just whips off Cyclops' visor, whenever Goober gets down, the baby looks up and just blows a new skylight into this place, and people start screaming. So let's go ahead and take it over to Maverick. This is just a few minutes before, as you're coming into, you enter the legally distinct, not Bucky's, at the same time. Yeah, you see there is this big burly guy who's like wearing a jacket and glasses and a hat that's like pulled down. The guy himself is about 6 foot tall, and he's wearing a shirt that has like a big Pepsi logo, and then it's got a bunch of like little logos under it, but he's like has it under a jacket that's maybe a size too small.
Is he a crook? Because I don't think legally distinct Bucky's has security.
Well, why don't you go ahead and roll for it? Let's see what you can figure out.
Not much, because that's a 2 for a 3.
Oh. Okay, so, you don't really know, like, he just looked conspicuous, but, you know, at the same time, so do you, so you want to fight about it?
No.
So, and it's about this time, the baby's eye beams go off, and since you failed, the baby rolls again. All right, that's a 7. Just to flash over to the Cinnabon.
Gerber's gonna just dive over the counter and just start eating all the Cinnabons. Oh my god.
Chad starts floating in the air, and his head starts spitting, and he starts spewing vomit, like pea green vomit, that whenever it hits, it starts burning through like the counter of the Cinnabon and the chairs and stuff, and yeah, people are definitely screaming as this is going off.
Holy crap. Exorcist.
I feel like Rattles is just screaming like, bad baby, that's a bad baby.
He just belches more vomit at you.
Cooper's gonna enter temper tantrum mode now then. As he's gobbling up all the Cinnabon, he's just going to enter temper tantrum mode.
Oh, wow.
And then he's going to swallow the Cinnabon girl as he's in temper tantrum mode.
Well, I'm not even going to make you do a power check for that. That's just a funny visual. So Maverick, the distraction is definitely going off, and you see this guy like look up whenever he hears it, and he pulls off the hat and glasses and the jacket, and he grows even bigger.
Oh, no.
And you recognize him as a sort of local hero who has a ton of corporate sponsorships. And his name is Brick.
Ah.
And he just goes, why do they always have to cause trouble? Wouldn't they prefer to have an ice-cold Pepsi? And he just starts booking it towards the baby.
Can I perhaps do a body roll real quick?
Oh yeah, you gonna attack?
Yeah. I'm not liking where this is going as soon as I see him growing. That's an 11 on the die, a 2 for body, so that's a 13.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so how are you attacking?
I kick Brick in the bricks.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Yeah, so he like grows up and he says that catch line, and then you just bam, right in the boys. And he's like, oh, mommy! And he, like, goes to his knees, and he looks at you, like, with this look of, like, abject horror, like, why?
We need the rent money. And she just kind of pushes him, you know, onto his side and heads towards the office in the back.
Yeah, he's good and stunned. So, let's go to Randall. So you're there with this incident going on. And whizzing right beside you is this blue and brown blur. Like, the body of it is blue, and, like, lightning bolts are going off of it. And you see it is the homeless guy that was out front, or what was assumed to be the homeless guy. And his hair is kind of standing on the end as, like, electricity is arcing from it. And he sees the baby, and he's, like, he's a little confused at first. What do you do?
I'm gonna do something evil.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I kind of hit the apex of the evil meter today.
That's the most truly evil thing ever.
I think Randall sees this blur and he gets
He has like a moment of like pure nirvana as he gets the idea, and he grabs the ketchup and mustard squirt bottles from the nearby Burger King.
Yeah,
and he rips the top off it and just dumps it and just kind of tosses it so it kind of spiral the kind of spiral and just cover the floor in ketchup and mustard.
Oh, we had to trip him up. All right, go ahead and give me. I think this is a good idea, so give me a mind roll.
Oh, good grief!
All right. Nothing to save this. That's a 2. 1 out of 1. Oh no.
Oh no. That's a failure. All right. So Bolt like sees you do this and just like a pro Olympian just long jumps over it and then gets right under the baby, and the baby's head stops spinning and his eyes start glowing, and it's like this like almost like nebulous like moving, and the baby starts muttering like a demonic language, and poof, in a red cloud appears a demon that's about 9 feet tall and large wings, and the demon just like and starts spewing out lava out of his mouth, and it's a creature of pure chaos that doesn't care who or what may be getting attacked. But it's about this time Chad also starts like just falling to the floor because he's no longer suspended by his exorcist moment. If anybody wants to react, they can.
Cooper is diving to catch Chad.
All right.
I mean, I can't. I'm on the opposite end of the...
Right, yeah, I think Maverick's the only one who can. So, Goober, go ahead and give me a body roll.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's a 2.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Of all times, a 2.
That's unfortunate, because, like, the check was going to be for a 4, because, you know, I don't like kids getting hurt, but let's see if the baby's powers will save it. That's a 10. So... it lands, but whenever it lands, it does it in, like, a superhero stance, and you just see, like, a big, like, boom, as it makes a crater inside the, where it landed. And the baby has super strength.
Does the demon disappear, or because...
I forgot about that, yeah. So, the demon, like, does that spiel, and then, poof, and a red smoke is gone again.
But that was confusing for it.
Yeah. It's confusing for Bolt as well. He's like, what is going on?
Well, then Goober's going to take that moment to try to reach out some pseudopods and swallow Bolt.
he sees... Oh, trying to engulf Bolt? All right, roll me power.
Here we go.
That's a 7. Yeah, a 7.
That's a 7? He's a speedster, so it was going to be at least a 10. So let's see what the baby does. So the baby rolled a 3, and so you see his eyes go black, and he lifts up his hands, and everyone in the immediate vicinity, pretty much a 20-foot by 20-foot sphere, is covered in an inky black abyss that you cannot see in.
I feel like Randall's like running to get the baby, and he sees this, and like he's like, and he's too fast. He's like, ah, no! You just see him kind of flop into the void. Like, Chad, where are you? Come here. I've got candy.
Oh boy.
Let's go over to Maverick. So you get into this office, and there is, or you get to the office door. And the door opens, and there's a guy who is moderately balding, and he has like a thick mustache and soul patch goatee, like runs out, and he's like, what is going on? Why is everything going so crazy? Why does this happen on my shift?
I just kind of hide around the corner and let him pass, screaming.
Yeah, so he like runs right past, and he left the door open.
And I slip in.
So you see, you know, it's a normal office. There's a very cheap looking desk, with a bunch of like papers scattered across it.
Okay. Is the safe that I'm looking for under the cheap desk or?
It's behind it. Last thing I was going to say is, you see a picture on the wall, and it looks like it's one of those like canvasy pictures that Walmart does of the man you just saw run out of the office. And he has like a kite like in his hands and he's like running like joyously. He is a kite hobbyist.
I would like to not harm that picture. Poor dude's having enough of a day.
Okay.
So like if the safe is behind that, I'm just going to carefully move the picture off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you do. And you see there is a wall safe there. It's got a key, like a finger, like you have to punch in a key code.
Okay. Can I rip the door off the hinges?
You could try with a power roll.
I would like to. That is a 6 total.
6 total.
Five on the die plus 1 power.
Okay. So you yank, but you yank the whole safe out of the wall.
I'll take it, literally in this case.
All right. So that was a failure, but like it was close enough. Like I gave you like that much of a success. But the baby does get to roll again.
Oh, good.
And it has a 17.
Oh no.
So the pitch black darkness disappears, and then the baby just. And it has arctic breath, and it freezes everyone in the immediate vicinity, like, that it was looking at. So, if you want to avoid this, give me body rolls.
Alright.
Okay.
Or if your powers can justify it.
That's an 11.
That's a 12.
Okay, you both dodge, and I think it takes Bolt by surprise. And he's just, like, standing there, and, like, his, like, beard's, like, frozen over. And he's, like, frozen in ice for this moment. And, you see the manager runs, and he stops, and he sees you, and he's like, "What is this? I'm calling the police."
Gruber's going to swallow him.
All right, roll me a power check.
14!
Oh, no!
All right, yeah. Yeah, you yank him right off his feet and just put him, like, right in your stall.
Like, I think, Gruber, no, we stopped this, I think he goes, "No, Gruber, we already stopped this heinous villain trying to rob the gas station," and he points at Bolt.
Boswell?
Give me a charm roll.
Okay. That's a 1 on a dice. 3.
Okay, yeah. Bolt is a pretty well-known hero, so I don't think anybody else is buying it. So let's see what the baby does. That is a 6. So is anybody touching Chad right now?
Goober.
Oh, that'd definitely be Goober.
Goober, you suddenly feel the entire world rush around you as you run right past Bolt, and you stop, and you're like, well, I say you stop. You stop for a second, and you're in the parking lot. But now every move you have is laden with super speed.
Goober's immediately just going to start devouring everything.
Oh, no. Snot rocket.
Yeah, Goober's just going to start eating everything within sight.
Oh, gosh.
Just reaching out, grabbing everything at super speed.
I'm not even going to make you roll for that, because I think the situation, yeah, there's not much they can do. Let's bounce back to Maverick. So as you're exiting the office with this safe in tow, you see Brick is standing there, blocking your way. And he's like, "I can't let you do that, but I can offer you a trade. How would you like a Hawaiian punch?" And he's going to try
it. Yes.
I'm going to throw the safe at him.
Awesome. Roll body for me.
I had a feeling that shit was going to, cause like, nah, chuck. That is a 11.
Oh,
9 on the
awesome.
Die plus 2.
Yeah, so he goes to swing at it, and you just throw it, and it goes, like, in slow-mo, like, right past his fist. And he has, like, that momentary realization as it hits him right in the schnoz. And he goes sprawling backwards. And the safe, like, falls down, and the door is busted open.
Awesome. With the door busted open, I just kind of walk over Brick, and I mean that literally. I step on him. Oof. As I walk over him. I I pick up the safe, closing the door, making sure nothing gets, spilled out, tuck it under my arm. I look down at him and go, "You're no Osprey, you corporate sellout." And I walk out the door.
Wow. Awesome. So let's go back to Randall and the gang. What are you all doing? Or what's Randall doing specifically as there is a snot rocket going around and devouring people?
I think Randall's going to just reach out and try to grab on to Goober and just let Goober handle the situation. So he seems to be dealing with it well.
All right, so you're going to try to grab Goober?
Yeah, so I can just to get dragged along for the ride.
I think that would be reflexes. So let's go ahead and go with a body roll for it.
All right. It's going to be an even roll because I have no body. Now is when you do this. That's a 12 on the dice.
That's okay. Yeah, so you just latch on and like you're taken to a just absolute super speed experience as you're going around and you're not really like comprehending of much of what happened. Goober, I think by this point you've devoured pretty much everybody in the building that isn't one of the two supers or Maverick.
Well, since there's nothing left for Goober to devour, he's just going to look around and then see the hero frozen with his mighty war cry, go, "Oh!" Goober's going to make a big mace, and then with super speed, he's going to run out and he's going to hit Bolt with it.
Oh no, I'm sorry, Ray.
On break or bolt?
Yeah, bolt.
Alright, roll me a power check. That's a 9. You drop this down and it shatters the ice shell that was around Bolt, but it also knocks him to the ground. And you see he's unresponsive.
Randall, I think Randall sees this. He's gonna panic. He's like, "Oh no, 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 no!" He's gonna hop off Goober and try and check for a pulse.
Goober's gonna reach out with his suit up behind and grab onto Bolt and start running away with him.
Randall's like, "No, Goober, we can't. No killing." No, Killy, that's how we get... We don't need that kind of pressure.
Okay, Goober's just going to send a flag into the sky. Just hurl him.
All right, give me another power check.
Oh, that is a 12. Like Pokemon with a ding. Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry, Ray. I don't...
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I kind of imagine it's like, you know, whenever you have those sticky hands you used to get out of the coin machines, where you just like, you know, like would twirl it around as fast as you could, and then you just release it. And so he just gets yeeted into the stratosphere.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So you guys have successfully pulled off this heist. So where do you all go next?
I think as they're driving off, Maverick is going to go drive through a McDonald's because she's hungry.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. This is Steven. How can I help you?
Hi, Steven. Can I get a Big Mac meal deal and 20 nuggets, please? And can I make that a large, please?
Yeah. What kind of sauce do you want with that?
A barbecue, please.
Good choice. Very adventurous.
Hot mustard, too. Brandon calls out. He's a hot mustard guy.
And some hot mustard, I guess.
Ooh, hot mustard.
And you hear Chad go,
"Happy meal."
And a Happy Meal, please.
Is it for a boy or a girl?
It's for an experience. just toss in one of each and I'll pay extra if I need
to. That'll be $17.84. pull her into the first window.
All right. And she pulls around.
Yeah, and you see, like, just the most unenthused graveyard shift worker you've seen.
She holds out $100, says, keep the change.
He looks at it, he's like, aren't you generous? And you see, like, some kind of faint, like, lip kind of curling a little bit, like he's, like, trying to smile, but it's just not coming through.
It's been beaten out of him, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. She's gonna get her food, and then I'd say they drive back to his trailer.
Yep.
I might also suggest they ditch the truck away from their trailer so as to not grab attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, just park it back at the drive-in.
Yeah, actually, park it back at the drive-in, hop over the wall, back to the trailer, bing, bang, boom, we're done.
Yep.
Yep. Is there any closing scenes you would like to do?
Okay, for Goober's closing scene, he will have crawled out of the truck and crawled into the McDonald's and just commenced to eating everything in there, just devouring everything within sight.
No.
God.
Oh, yes. Just eating everything in the McDonald's, you know, just pulling people outside the drive-thru, pulling them back in.
Oh, boy. Just
dip them in the sauce, sucking them in.
Wait. When did Goober become this car cannibal?
Oh, wait, no. He's not eating the people. He's only sucking them in and then popping them out.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because that's what I thought it was originally. And then
No. He just sucks them in and then pops them out.
I just imagine, like, this guy, like, you like, pull him out the window and then suck him back in and then dip him and put him in you. And then, like, just, like, you drop him out and he's just covered in the sludge. And his expression hasn't changed the entire time. And he's like, he looks to his manager. He's like, can I go home?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think Randall just kind of looks over at Bella and goes, all right, I think we need to lie low for the next few days.
You think?
Let's just have some shrimp on the barbie at home and just let this all blow over. This is over.
Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Smile and wave.
Wow, this is insane.
Yeah, so the next few days are just Goober and Chad having, you know, their fun antics and, you know, probably playing with the McDonald's toys while you all are enjoying shrimp on the barbie. And, yeah, Ian, the owner, is enjoying his cut of the rent.
Stolen cash.
Yeah, the stolen cash. Hey, he doesn't ask questions.
But I'm sure the police will.
I don't know nothing. Never seen anything.
I feel like the last scene is like we're getting ready to go up to watch a movie, and we see the thing doesn't come on, and then we go over to the front of the drive-in, and we see that the drive-in has been canceled due to toxic waste exposure or something.
Oh no, that would suck.
Oh no.
There's some kind of weird sign going up, like, weird mutant appeared, we're testing for mutagens or something.
I love it. That's...
I love it so much. That's fantastic.
That's insane. Mutagen here?
They toxic waste, but they don't really understand it's a creature from the thing.
All right. Well, that was Three Baddies and a Baby. It is for sale on my itch right now for $1. I'm sure we could probably provide a link in the show notes, maybe?
Yep. Yeah, that should be easily done.
Cool. I would appreciate it. It's a ton of fun, and there's a lot of crazy powers that we didn't even get into. But you definitely got to see just a glimpse of what it could be. And it's definitely one of those systems that, you know, the crazier or more outlandish your ideas, the better. So if you like doing that kind of stuff, this is absolutely the game for you.
Dungeons & Pop is a tabletop variety show. The one shot you are listening to now is a one-page RPG called Three Baddies and a Baby, created by Mr. Ray, who can be found at mr_ray_rpg on twitter.com.